Where did you come from, baby dear? Out of the everywhere, into here. Ah, but you're a baby no longer. You're a boy now, and it's almost time. Soon I must waken you from your dreams, for we have a journey to make. Are you ready now to fly the nest? No, but I must make you ready. And I have so many other matters to attend to as well. You will not often see me like this, little man. To you I may sometimes seem far away, sometimes even fierce, but I will always be here with you. And it's all for your own good. So now, my task is to prepare you for what lies ahead.
Hello, and welcome to Focus on the Family Radio Theater. I'm your host, Dave Arnold, and I'm delighted to introduce a treasure of Victorian storytelling, At the Back of the North Wind. It's one of the most enduring tales by George MacDonald, who's best remembered today for his influence on authors like C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. As a pioneer of what we now call fantasy literature, he's also been an important influence on American writers ranging from Mark Twain to Madeline L'Engle. As the critic Colin Duryetz writes, At the Back of the North Wind is a story of two worlds. It vividly portrays the real world of Victorian...